We're holding Simon Kuf Hadaches, Sif Lam Avov. We just finish off on Sif Lam Hei. Rosh Chodesh is a member of Derek Yulasai. The person goes to the mikveh, whatever is natural. Meaning, don't bend too much. Can be straight up. You have to be bent a little bit. We have the Sugya of Kamotim. Building upon that, come along Sif Lam Avov. And this discusses how much water do you have to have in the mikveh that will lead to the best way of being tovel over here. So the being down for the Rashba, the person should be tovel mim'ala tavuari, zeres. Being on top of the person's belly button, a zeres. So the question is, what is the size of a zeres? What is the shear over here of a zeres? So the Piskachuva being down from the Baragrela, the shear over here is gimel tvachim. Gimel tvachim, according to the Chaznish, is Barak 30 centimeters. According to M'chaim Noh, it's 24 centimeters. That's how the going goes, Siddur Torah, Chochma Zadim, the Aruch HaShulchan, they being done, the get over here is the idea of three tefachim. Piskachula goes on further, being Zan Lebusei Srad, says the two different types of Minei Zeres over here, and therefore said the Chadchilo should be a case of Yubbeis Goylim. However, B'di'evad Al Kaponim, at least a case of 10 Goylim. There is a third sheet over here, the Divine Makil and Tshuva, Zerugis HaBaisim. He says it would be a case over here of 2.5 tefachim, which is 9 goydlim. And then you have a Moshe sheet over here. Come along and says he doesn't understand. We always use a shear of tefachim, use a shear of atzpois. When was the last time you showed the shear of a zeres over here? What's that number for? Where is it coming from? It's an interesting idea. Voidi says really depend upon the height of the ish over here. So he wants a tiny, what it means over here, the zeres, means every ish's personal zeres. Take the pinky, go to the thumb, you spread it out, and that's the shear. Go over to your own belly button and measure it. Doesn't mean 3 tefachim, not 2.5 tefachim, not 10, 12. He says usually usually the get over here is 8 goydlim. That's the shear over here. Person usually from here to here is 8 goydlim. That means it comes out the shear we have over here is either 12, 10, 9, or 8. And they're coming from either from the shear of Chazal or a personal issue shear over here. Maisa, how to build mikvahs. The Swam give different numbers. The article says it's about 12 inches on top of the belly button. The Meir Kohen brings down that the Minig Yushlaim Al Pi of Shmuel Slant is 120 centimeters over here. Find different numbers, but the way the mikvahs seem to be built, again, they have 2-3 steps in the platform, 2-3 steps in the platform, 2-3 steps in the platform. So every isha depends on how tall and how short she is. She goes by the Berach, the area of her chest, which is again about 12 inches or about centimeters wise on top of the isha's belly button. Now, let's say a person does not have that option. The water is either very low, only has one platform. They only could go to a mikveh, they can find they don't have these different options. What go do? You push out the tefillah for the next day? But no, you do whatever you can. So the mechaber over here in the next sif that he discusses exactly how to lie down inside the mikveh. And Betzim Ram over there, he sends you to what he writes in Simon Reish Aleph Sif Samach Vav. Look over there, and the Ramah says, do not be doiched the tefillah, and do the best you can. That means this is l'chadchila. L'chadchila person. L'chadchila should be a case that's there at the top of your tabor. But b'di'evet, a body will travel in the best situation, whatever you can. Therefore, they discuss now, people will go to the ocean. What to go do? That means a lot of oceans, you'll have the sand and the water go very straight, far out. It takes a long while to get very deep. And people don't want to go that far out. It's scary, they're nervous, they don't go that far out. So what to go do? So they say, Enicham, you either do like the Mechaber says, a case that's person in Kvushim Makarko, what the shach brings down for the Bahag, person should be like a dog, like a fish, either lie sideways or lie in the back, and make sure that the water covers the whole entire body. If the water covers the whole entire body, Enicham, you table. There's a tshuva Moshe wrote to a goyim of force, the Mishlam Azamim, a freedman, a goyim tank. And he's told him, Echlami, that's Emes Lamita, if you don't have any other option, what to go do? People have called from sometimes on vacation places where there are no other options. Rabbi Forrest says, over, he gets these calls, all Ben Ismanim, they should not be in these places. For whatever reason, they are over there, what to go do? You tell them by the ocean, and you make sure the water covers them in the best way, situation as possible. That's Chal the Tefilo.
Well, the Shach is coming to say that, instead of facing down,
you could also... Sir Kvushim, he says, do a case of the side or back. That's what it sounds like he's saying. Now you get involved with the Iskasha, well, the Kabbatim over here, especially the. If you do it, it's a good question of the Kabbatim. Maybe you have to move all ears around, shake around them maybe a little bit.
If you lay flat, the best is on Kabbatim.
Sorry?
If you lay flat, the best is on Kabbatim.
So if you lie on your back, the problem they point out, the most disgusting by the datum, right? So the core presses down over here. The Gemara is discussing that issue. And how does the shach take care of that? On the side, the chore we have on the side over here, they're pointing out. Shach says go on the side. So maybe you open up your arm and then close it, maybe means. Then you turn over, you say, flip over. The shach is very missing over here. It says it's lying on your side. Over here, it's tight. What happened over here?
What does
Shach say?
Adding something,
recovering,
lie down.
And he's saying for the Bahag, another way, come on, dag, to lie in your back or on your side. He says, words are. No, I'm sorry, what's the Gandura? That's what's on the side.
That's like rolling.
Means roll over, that means roll. I went to the side. Okay, after, see afterwards. Fine. Siflam Ches. Yes, make sure the best thing is, whenever you do it, you should make sure you get all areas and then go inside. My Makdimim. I thought that would be the best thing. Siflam Ches is a loch of having your mouth open. Now, as we saw earlier in Sifchav Zain, that the loch of curses Sifsasel. That they're discussing the sugya of Bein Astarim. Here we're discussing how to do Derech Tefillah. That means the same halacha, just discussing two different aspects. Over there we discuss among the Rishonim what's the curse of Saseh mean, two different halachim. Beishesh means Zan, either means a case of Dachuk or the case of Doichik. That means according to Tesis, it means a case of here being closed together. The Daikam Moshe being Zan for the Shayadura or Gur Shayadura means a case of being closed. On that mahalach, you have to have your mouth opened. Maiso, the Rishonim Be'ikur did not seem to go this way. They seem to go like the second malach of the Rash, meaning it should not be pressed together. What's the problem of being pressed together? We have two malachim among the Achronim and the Rishonim. Either means because the malachim gula of the lips will be covered, or because you won't let water get inside. But it comes out the Mechab is passing, you have to have your mouth open to close. He's very clear that we should not pass in the gears. The Avon is doichik. And therefore, having your mouth closed is no problem. It's mutter, mechaber, levush. And that's how the ick of the place can go. Like Gam the Kitzur says, and therefore, it'll be choshi l'chadchila to have your mouth open. Void, the Makar Chaim, what the Dakar Moshe says, the Dakar Tshuva says, that we're not bekeem what is clenched and what is closed. And therefore, we should have it open because we're not bekeem what is clenched and what is closed. So the Arsman was saying a person should open up the mouth. And Maisha, we do not tell it to Anoshim. Like Gam Revozim, when he ends off, but seem to be, we leave them as is, we tell them to close them out, they don't tell them to open it, especially now they tell them a lot of chlorine over there, they certainly won't appreciate it, and therefore we leave it as is. We don't tell them to open it. Now, the question is, obviously, and we mentioned a couple of times already, my mouth has to be a case, it's royal B.S. Mayim, as the Gemara is very clear that from the Shechosu Sherebi, you have Etzem Ben Shnaim, Chatzitza Chosu V'Tovlo, Maisa, your mouth is closed, what happened over here, how is it royal B.S. Mayim? So either the Kitzur says when it's Dibuk Beni in Israel, the way the body explains, because you sit inside, eventually it'll seep through, which again is a Chiddush over here. Or to come along and say, like Hazar Moshe has his Mahalach, the idea of Beni Astarim, Beis Astarim. The Chatzitz over here is Dafkin situation where it's being stuck on, something closed or blocked, not Nichol again of Chatzitzah. That's his Mahalach. Fun again, the Bani Shulchan being Zan Moshe over here and says, I don't know what you're talking about, understand where you gain these two Yisraelis from. Moshe coming out from this halacha, the deal that's closed, is not ma'akiv, and royal B.S. Mayim, because it's not being stuck on, it's only being blocked. Sif Lamates is a case of chatitis by the person's eye. So again, we have the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan says a person should not clench the eyes too tight, should not have open too wide. But the Eved come along the Mechaber and says, Yesh Oymim Shloi Osloi Tefillah. Now, why Yesh Oymim? By now, everyone knows there's a Shach back in Sif Zayin. We have eight memrim in the sugya of Samach Vav, of Samach Zayin, and the Shela and Maskel and the Gemara. Do we say that? Do we have a gear to lays health of the Kol Hani Shmeitzo and only place the sugya again to Tum of Tyra, not needed the Bailo? Therefore, the wise daf Yish Oymim Shloi Osloi Tefila, because if you have less health of the Kol Hani Shmeitzo, even your eyes are clenched too wide open, the Maase is Chal the Tefila. Over here, there's a long goin. It's Kedai if you have time to go through the goin. The goin is going through all eight cases. What we should all hold. The gate to the sugya and how the mechaber learns different things over here. That means the chura there's a steer over here and the shach early on Sif Zayin Sif Kodin Gimel points out Sif Kodin Gimel the mechaber over there was machmer. Mashenkin over here in Sif Lamed Hei and Sif Lamed Tes he seems to bring down the makilim. So why in the world earlier did not over here he did. The gun comes to answer that. They come to put all the shenim all the sheetas together against long gun. If you have time, kedai to go through what does come out. We saw already the shachi paskin Sif Kodin Gimel in a situation. the lechatchila should be toivel a second time. Yefshe, you can be mekel. That means yesh oimim le'os le'tfilo, but the yefshe says shach l'maisa can be mekel and say this Reb Yechonin over here is only negar to tumah b'tara, not negar nidah l'bailo. Now to discuss this practically, the idea of chatitzis by the eye. So the Yisrael Vosner can be toivel the Yam HaMelech. So he gets involved with two problems. One, he says, first of all, usually the particles in the Yam Melech, and it sticks upon a person, a gamut's rough, or the chathilu should have rough on top of a person. A second, people usually clench their eyes. And therefore, since you clench the eyes, that's mamish shalach over here. When people go into the Yam Melech, the eyes are not normal. They usually clench it very tight because it gets inside your eyes, it burns you. So this, how you apply the halacha practically, you should not be toivel in the Yam Melech. Now you have a real chash of clenching your eyes, and therefore, lo yoslo tefilo. Another thing we mentioned that the Sfarim discussed over here, and again, the contact lenses, again, what came out when you mentioned it, is that according to numerous paiskim, you have a bayav here of a chatita that's inside your eyes, chitiv litvol. But Moshe Lashitosa came along with paskins, avad lechatchila take it out, but the yevah is only being blocked, it's not being stuck on, tzvech naslat fiach, and therefore it's not a chatita. Shlomo Zalman is mechalek how long you keep the contacts inside your eyes for, it's a long time or a short time. Again, everyone agrees lechatchila you take it out. That's Muhammad, yeah. That's Reb Yochanan and Gemara, and it's not good. Correct. Now, that means, also over here, they say they have a lot of chlorine, and the women don't appreciate it, they clench their eyes, it's a problem. Sif Mem, the sugar of a balinet, of someone watching over people going inside the mikvah. So it's very clear, come on, the Muhammad says, first of all, you need a balinet. The reason Muhammad is saying is inside her cyrus that is sticking out. That means, even though that we know, we have let's say it's a miyat, that's makbid, only a chitzit d'ra'a bonum, mash enkin, when one hair is sticking out, since you're not toivel the mikvah all in one shot, we saw already in Sif Aleph, and the Taz brought down a pasuk over here, Barachas Ubo Hashem is for toher, the whole entire tefillah has to be all in one shot, kvasachas, therefore one hair sticking out is ma'akim the tefillah d'ra'iso. Therefore, why we need a balanit? To make sure that tefillah is chal, and her chesk is tumor, that she has a din deraisa, you have to remove, that all the hair went inside. So this balanit is making sure there's a chal that feel over here. Now, to be a balanit, they say, number one, says the mechaber has to be a yid, not a goy. Number two, says the mechaber has to be someone who's a gdailo. She has to be above 12 years old. Number three, this one discussed, does she have to have good eyesight? They point out, usually, who's a balanit? Usually the older people, who have the children already married, and they have time, and they can be the balanit. At a certain age, the eyesight starts going. And therefore, Rav Vosner writes, be very clear and careful, make sure the balanit can see well. The Knei Boisim has a tshuva and chelikimu, where they came to the Rabbanzifer and told him that they found out the balanit cannot see that well. So what should you do with all the notions of the table and tell them by this balanit? He told them, go back and table again. Why is it didn't do eyesight? She couldn't see well, we're mavar. Even a couple of days later, go back and toivel. Yeah, whatever happened, by that time, whatever. Echnami. Whatever the situation is, if anyone uses balanit, you chayiv in litvul. Sorry?
It's a
Yerushalmi
mech,
but
it's not a
problem. I can't hear you.
It's a Yerushalmi
mech,
but it's not a
problem. Why? Oh, we'll get to that. But we'll get to that. But in general, it comes along that we worry about the hair over here. It's very important that women have good eyesight over here. Now, the Ist, Rav Moshe, and the swarming down, let's say she's a mummer. Could she be a balanit? So the loch and sim kufi test in your day is, anyone's a mummer has a get of a guy, and therefore, look, they're not neman over here. The swarm say, a mummeres, maisa cannot be a balanit. The pelka tshuva, the resolution in the Ist of the Ashim, is that maisa, the isha went to mikvah, it's chatzoyis lel Shabbos, she couldn't find any balanit, she went out to the street to find somebody, she found a lady getting out of her car on Shabbos, and she asked this lady, can you be the balanit in the mikvah? And she went, she's the balanit. They went and asked Al-Biyashiv, Maisa, is it good tefillah or not? So Al-Biyashiv says, if she, Be'etzim, is makbin on tefillah, again, she's not makbin on Chol Shabbos, B'shas al-Chak is a good tefillah. Now, Imam should understand, you learn the halacha in some kufi test in Siv Zayin in Yerodeo, some of Chol Shabbos before Hesir, Hashi, she's driving car before Hesir, has a get of a goy, has a loch of a goy. Now, why in the world, Mama Shagoy? It's not like she was Machal, she has a very Kal and a very Chamura. There's certain things a person has to get of a guy. One of the things is Machal Shabbos. So I don't know why even Mashas Achak is Chal. Not sure why. They do discuss, let's say the Isha over here, she keeps the halachas of Nida. But let's say she does not cover her hair. She seems to be very lax of covering her hair. So Issa Moshe, the fact that she's lax in covering her hair, let's say in that community they're very mizals in the idea of her hair covering. They think it's a chumrah. They don't think it's a real ikar din. Nichle get of a shege. She says she can't be a balanit. The Issa Knei Baisim, either Dr. Tshuva brings down the Tshuva Netto Shoyrik that says, person who does not cover the hair should not be a balanit. It says it's not a stira. It depends, obviously, what community you're coming from. We live in Meir Shom, we don't cover your hair. Obviously, you're not makshiv the idea of Tara Vakdusha. If you live in certain communities, other places, that seems to be what they understand is accepted norm, and they don't really understand what's wrong with that. It's just a chumra and a milo, and they shouldn't speak like Lashnar, one of those things. It's a milo, it's an Indian, it's an idea. And therefore, for them, Echlam, they can't be a balanit. But again, it comes out, but a balanit has to be someone who is Shemir Tara Mitzvah on their level, on their dargo. Then they could be someone who's a yid, above 12 years old, they could be a balanit. Now, the Knei Boisim, and also Moshe and Tshuva says, very important in the Baal Nitz, not only today, they usually, again, the Chazal is discussing making sure the hair goes underneath the water. Today, they say the Baal Nitz also checks for Chafifa, make sure there's nothing upon the person. However, it has to be stressed that the Baal Nitz is not a poistik, is not a rub. You have any shalas, you have to go ask somebody who actually knows. Today, we have cell phones, you take your cell phone with you, and you ask a rub. When Moshe writes in Tshuva, a Baal Nitz should be someone who's mekabel everyone upon the office. Sweet, nice, very appeasing to the person is very important. They have such a thing that you'll always say, yes, please come back, be very friendly, should be user-friendly. It's a concept they point out that if you're not user-friendly, some odd reason, the less people come to the mikvah. Now, I could say they're going to other mikvahs, but it depends on what community you're in. Certain mikvahs, they say, the more user-friendly and nice you are, seems to mean more noshim come to the mikvah. Less user-friendly and more stringent you are, less women come. Obviously, I'll be sure you should be nicer and more calm about it. If you want to hear a Yipeldik story, the Mashgiach will tell you afterwards a story from a Vosner about a Maish Yohayu. Scary story about the negate to this question. Unless you want to say it now. Afterwards. Fine. They do discuss, let's say there's no one around. What's the option? You have your hair sticking out of Bayah and Chatzitza. So one thing the Shulchan Aruch speaks out, very simple, take your hair, tie it up in a ribbon that's loose, and put it inside the water, and then you have here underneath, you maybe open the ribbon, but have it underneath. Another option, the Sitara brings down first from Moshe, let's say you have no ribbon, is take your hair and hold it underneath the water, and then let go. So it's ready all underneath the water. That also is a second option. They discuss, let's say a person does not do any of these options, and no one's around. So the Pesach Tshuva Kiveger, also like Tefillah. Also like Tefillah is a chash over here, that the hair naturally floats, staying above the water, unless you can know for sure the water went, that the hair covered, was covered by the water fully, that means it went very far down, or you pulled it down, or with this ribbon, le'os light filo. Machta shekel, we have been done the chavetz here, let's say you only one strand, one hair, suffix, not sure, maybe they didn't. Since the Marakoyin is forming down, loch lemais, even one strand is chatzitza. Now chatzitza was not table all bevas achas, if it's ma'akiv in the tefillah over here. The Swarm now discuss, once we have this bayah being ma'akim the tefillah, let's say there's no one around, only your husband's around, can you let your husband be the balanit? And again, there are certain mikvahs in the gate to the matzav and the corona right now, they tell the person to come with your husband, can they be the balanit? So already we had the Pesach Shuvah and Simukuf Tadakei, that brings down the Nadi Behudo, and says that since it's imminent to be tovel, to be tohira, there is no shafsh over here, even though you're looking at Mokim Mokhusim, he can't be the balanit. They point out, you read the Beis Yosef over here, he brings down a kolboy. The kolboy says the husband can't be the balanit. Can. But he says he brings down the kolboy that says it. So why in the world is the Nadi Behudo saying this by himself, Pesach Tshuva? It's better than the kolboy in the Beis Yosef. So Archas Chaim is Tashbat, you shouldn't say it, black and white in the Beis Yosef. So the Marsham points out that Echlami, that's true, but there's a little difference that Behudo being Moisef, two things. Number one, being Moisef, not only being Mustakal and Cyrus, that's clear in the Beis Yosef, but even other eras, even the Mokum Mechusas, he was looking upon the whole entire body, that's a suffer of the Noid of Yehuda. That's why bringing the Shamar Kutsi down, and the others that saw the Gevers, the scab upon his wife. What he's saying, if you read the Tshuva, the Pesach Tshuva slowly, he's saying two points, one being Mustakal, one touching her, he had to push her hair down, push her down. Besides that, you have no way away from the kolboy. That means if Vada to be a balanit to look at the hairs, that's a kolboy. That's a Beis Yosef. But Mokum Mechusas and the Gia, that's a suffer the night of Yudah. That's the mice what they do now. Now there is a tshuva Beis Sharm points out, the Mechaber left it out over here. It does not say by law. It's only the Beis Yosef. Once a tiny, the Mechaber does not hold like the Kolboy. Fine, the Maisa Swam do not seem to go this way. They go like the Levi Huda. They pass him when the tefillah is imminent. The Maisa have no bayah, sight in looking at cover, pushing your hair down, sight in the stockless, welcome to Chusos. There's no chash over there. They do discuss Negeta and Noshim who have the hair shaved, where the hair is very short. Still coming as far as saying, Lechatchila, you should have a bal in it. But b'di'evah, there's no option. There is no bal in it around. Maisa is no chash. Then the tefillah is chal. No problem with the tefillah. No, always it's better to call a ball on it. You always have a ball on it, not your husband. We have no option. That means the mikvahs right now will tell you when Isha is in the bedud, they'll tell you come after everybody, come 10:30, come with the husband will leave you alone in the room. And the husband will be the ball on it. But if you have an option, Avada should have a real ball on it. Sidman Malef is depends upon the gears you have in the Sigurd of Samrazain. That the Tosfos has a gersa, the Rambam has a gersa, Mavshelah Pnei L'Achreya. You carry your child behind you when the Isha is Arim. You have a bayah that maybe the kid put something on top of the Isha, and therefore it's a case of a chatzitz over here. And the Mechaber Paskin also like Tfilo, Mashenkin, the shopping down the Bach, it is also like Tfilo. And really they point out, again, you go back to Siv Zayin, this is according to one of the eight members that brought down Samgov, Samach Zayin. And it'll come out over there that the Shach ends up the Maskono when there is no Terechlo, you should go back to be Chayzib Litful. Otherwise, Hechidi Yeshua, a person can be Chsemich upon the Locho, that it is a good tefillah over here. So again, this is the same Shiloh. How do we paskin less healthy Kolon Yishmaitzel? It didn't be Yuchud to Tahiro, even in case Nidil Abaylo. The Ikasig in the Gerit, this question, is what the Shach sends you to the end of Simon Kuv Tzadik test, is a Loch, can you feed your child after you do Chafifa? We'll have to get the halacha in the end of the Kuv Tzadik Tes that the halacha is you can't. The question is, what's the halacha b'di'evah? That means you do chafifa, you go over to feed your child food. The halacha is there is a baya. The question is, what's the halacha b'di'evah? Sifman Beis is the chatzitz bein atzvois. The first question is, between your fingers or your toes, the space over there, is that base a storm or makom gula? The Kamal Lashachim speaks out very clearly, between the toes is a base a storm. The place can be down the way, the kitchen or chal masalim, so you're tired, the base of storm. Once this base of storm, you have to be roy the bias maim, but maim does not have to mamish get there. So the question is, do your person have to physically separate the toes and go into the water to make sure that water can get there? So maisa, this is different, makil says you should. Maisa, loishu manavu, loiv inu dava kiza. Either you can say the fact that the base of storm is not tight when you stand up, it's not worth different than your mouth being closed. We'll assume it's roy the bias maim. Then your toes also where the BS mine. Boy the when you stand there for like, say 20 seconds, it could naturally spread apart also, and therefore it's where the BS mine. And therefore we do not tell a Noshim to separate their toes. The Gamma base of storm. The only get it is has to be royal BS mine. Sifem Gimel, the Mechaber brings down the locha of a person cannot have any plaster or ointment or bandage on top of a person, which we had earlier in Sif Yud. Except we mean Moisif even a case of base of storm. The stuff is very simple. Because once we have the locha and Makom Megula has to physically get the water to come there, who the Mesa Star must be waiting for the water to get there, have any bandages or plaster there, be ma'akiv the tefillah, and that will be a smite. Come on, Ramon, he says 4 points over here. He says, first of all, a person, they should check for meriglaim, go to the bathroom before they go to the mikvah. Second thing, he says, they should check for gedolim. A third thing, you should check that soy is ha'af. And some have the girsa. Chachma Solomon says, is the correct gear, so Atsayas Ha'ezen. Four things you have to make sure the person is not having to go to the mikvah. Go through each one. First thing, get to Meir Glein. So we had earlier discussing, is the Ha'ezen Mokum a base of storm, or is the Nichol Mokum Blua? What is Ha'ezen Mokum? So the Peskeshuva brought down, he's marking this question, he brings down the Nesivis, he wants a Taino that the get of Ha'ezen Mokum, Sivkot Tazayin, the Eisel Mokum and Nichol Gen of Mokum Blua. You do not have a Bayav inside the Sugim Chatzitzo. Come on with Noidi Behudo, and the Shul will discuss this question and says the Noidi Behudo bring your eye fakert. How is if, Sifim Gimel? The case of where she has to go to the bathroom Meir Glein is no different than Eisel Mokum. It's still Nichol Gen of Chatzitzo. So Noidi Behudo said, I'll bring a Raya that is Nichol in the Gedder of Beis Astorim, and the Nifas be real Beis Mayim. If you have your eight stuck inside, it's not worse than Lachan Sifim Gimel. So, first of all, this raya again, the Budo, it means this raya against the Sivis over here. You heard the two ways of answering it. One thing you first can evolve with is this halacha lechatchila b'di'evad. Sounds like lechatchila go to the bathroom. B'di'evad lav dafka is ma'akiv. So about lechatchila take out the eight inside or this tabas. Who said b'di'evad is ma'akiv? Aleph. Void. What is the baya over here? She has to go to the bathroom. It's pashas. It's a makom b'lua l'kulay alma. Bishlam ha'isim makom. He's going inside. But going to the bathroom where the mayor climb is, they're not nechal together and makom b'lua. So come on, the Amor slowly. His words are, what's the problem? The Isha is Oitzeres Atzmo. She clenches herself. What's the problem with clenching itself? It sounds like the Sfam explained. The Bayah is when she clenches on the lips and the outside be pressed together. It's not the Bayah of the liquid inside and block is being pressed over there. The clenching is by the lips when she has to go to the bathroom. The lips area is a problem. Therefore, there's no Shaykhis, the Mokum of Isa Mokum. No one's clenching over there. It's a mokum b'lua. There's no right to sit from gil. That means the ik of the way that Achrim will explain the bayah Mary Gleim is not that she has something inside of her. The gedolim is not something inside of her. She has gedolim, she might clench, and therefore in the outside area is a problem. The mokum b'lua, where the water has to physically get there, that's the problem. Building upon what the issue of here is, of Halbushtam, Dvar Moshe, Tshuva, Simon Tam Beis, Hamad Gimel, he goes through all the different mahalchim, understand what the issue is. He's discussing that the Isha, who is nursing, has to express her milk before she goes to the mikvah. You're saying you have to take out the ketanim, you have to take out the gedolim, but she has to also take out the milk. So he said, if the problem is she's clenching, the Isha's not clenching by the era of nursing. And then he goes to other malchim, different ways, at the end of the day, he says, any malchim you want to go with is no problem. Lo shemanav lo inu, he says, that ever this idea that you have to tell women to express the milk, dim yuchud and gedolim ketanim, but not again to expressing milk, no problem over here. The third case, the Ramah brings down the idea of chlal v'chaytim, the areas inside the nose. Now, Kivayger brought down Maram Mipano earlier on Siv Zayin. It's Chorim, but etzim is Ramah over here. And the reason why the Kivayger brought down earlier because it's causing the lifluf or the lichluch inside the eye. So the same thing to get to the nose. But etzim is a foolish Ramah. What comes out from the Maram Mipano, etzim the three levels to get to a person's nose. There's the outside area. The mokum beis astarim, there's a mokum b'fnim all the way inside. And the outside has to be mayim has to get there physically. On the beis astarim has to be where the beis mayim, and then there's all the way inside. Now he says two things all in the inside. He says you don't have to clean out. That means you blow your nose, but you don't have to take any instrument and try to get things out further up inside your nose. He says two reasons. Either because it's not the mokum derech to be mugula, or because once it's so far up, it's nichel get a miyachay in a makbid. Which they point out, L'chura will make an afkamina negate to Isa Mokum again. His first reason is not that it is so far up is never dare to be Mugolo. Let me discuss what's it sad to be making Isa Mokum. What's the whole idea of basis Tom the Rabbonon? The Shun the Rajba discusses what's the reason to be Makel or Machum basis Tom because that Mokum is dare to be Mugolo. Isa Mokum is never dare to be Mugolo. Rami Pan is giving out down the Svara. So I mean, not dare to be Mugolo. We won't confuse with a Mokum Mugolo. If a person can be Mekel, that means the first Svara in the Rami Pan is basically being Mekel, Isa Mokum. Now, Kibeke brings down Rami Pan. He might say Machman, Isa Mokum. So he could say he went the second Malach in the Rami Pan. It says the reason why so far up you won't be Machbid on, because Nechel get a Miachan Machbid. I mean, it's not no riot clear the Rami Pan, otherwise, I have a student Kibeke. But come along, Betzim, we have three levels to get to nose. You have Mokum Mechutz, Mokum Beis Astarim, or Mokum Blua. Mokum Blua, the Maestro, make it for two different reasons again. Either means sad that Nichol in Mokum all the way inside, or because Nichol again a Mir Chen and Makbid. The fourth case is the idea of the ears over here. Again, that's some of the Gersa in the Shulchan Aruch. Chok Masodim says the correct Gersa, the Chal of the ears. Again, it comes down to three levels. You have the outside, you have the Beis Astarim, you have the inside area. They point out, every saver says, use the Q-tip, clean out the area, but don't go so far in to puncture your eardrum. We don't want that over here. We want that nichel negeda either of makom blua or nichel negeda miyad shein and makbid. Just clean out very well. They also discuss over here, the chatchila, clean out as much as you can. For the evid, if it's miyad makbid, no, it's not fine. Basis tomas will be as mine. If you had soyas or oizen that's on the external, on the area that people see in your makbid, if you're makbid, or anyone's makbid, there's me in a makbid, it's a chatzitza. That means every sefer says use a q-tip. Every single lamination they have, they give up on the mikvahs, they have, everyone has, every girl has her lamination, and says over there, use a Q-tip. That's what you have to go do. And but do you ever do it? No, I'm not sure. If people are makbid, it's chatzitza. Now, again, they discuss the gear to the holes. Everyone wants to take off the earrings. The holes of the earrings where the swarm over here being down, they have to clean out well. We mentioned already the mice of a Berkowitz, that Isha had two earrings, then went to a Fruman neighbor and only had one earring. And the question was, she seemed to clean both holes every time she went to the mikvah. She didn't want to do that because they kept the holes being open. So Berkowitz says, that's the nichol get of a case that the person etzem is not makbid, and therefore nichol get a bediyavid, and she has to clean both ears. Only one of the holes she has to. Some over here also speak out that doesn't mean you have to clean out your ears, also clean out your belly button from all books being down. Clean out the belly button, any lichok, any dirt there, the same baya has to really be as mine, even though water does not physically get there, but you have to make sure it's clean over there. Sisman Vav is being toivel with your clothing. So come on, the Mechabed says, you're toivel with your clothing, avada, it's mutal baila, no problem, gemorah, and baya, daf yud chesum, and aleph. However, come on the Shach, and he says he found that in the Ravon, but let's say the clothing is tight. I point out solely with Manazer that we have elastic back clothing. It's very tight upon us, and therefore all this from being down the shach. What? Will I skip? What do you want me to say about it? Hey, there's no shach, there's no taz. There is a one line over there by Lavosh. So in the gate to begodim again, so we have the halacha that if it's tight over here, the halacha is that shach is also like tefillah, and again, only our clothing could be a case of tight over here. The question is different cases. First, the Batal B'Chochma is a tshuva that was after World War II. They went over to him in a certain area that they had no mikvah, they had to go to the ocean. So they asked, how to go Arab, and they were very embarrassed, they don't want to go do that. So he told them, you could wear an undershirt, a choluk, that's very loose, because the ma'aseh we have a mechaper, makom chag, go do that. But he said to tell them to go wear a bathing suit, even a loose bathing suit, they didn't want to tell them to go do that. Well, the ma'aseh is still upon you, maybe they'll get a mashach, we're not sure. An undershirt only just floats all over the person. But even whether it's a tight bathing suit or not, they didn't want to go do that. He said only something that's a loose article, he said, best me have the mechaper over here. Now, I do have a problem that we once mentioned already, or twice already, a Moshe Truman discusses, why b'zman hazeh our noshim who did not go to the mikvah, the kids are not nichol negedo bnei nido. The Moshe says because most noshim go swimming, they go to the ocean, the lake, and over there they wear, true, they have over here bathing suits. So I would have ended off ma'isa to meet chayin machbid because most of body ma'isa it's I would have ended off either meet chayin machbid even is machbid only do upon over here. The Moshe's words are mekol mokum nichneses shama mayim, even though wearing bathing suits. Water gets in. I don't know. Over here it says the shach le'os le'tfilah kamar avon. The Moshe is saying water gets in. So I'm not sure how to answer a Moshe. L'chor again, it's a passion shulchan aruch, and everything seems to agree to. Le'os le'tfilah. What's that mean to rabbanon? No, but he's saying I worse what you said. He said nechzer shama mayim. I worse said what you're saying. The Moshe tshuva. It's only a miut. He does not say that. He said mekol makom nechnos shama mayim. Did not say what you say. Water gets in. What?
In a bathing suit, you're always wet still.
I agree. So you asking two questions. Norman Mitzias, that you have to get involved with it, which I start clearing. Maybe you're wet because it goes to different pores at different times. A lot of that is all connected. That I can hear. That's Samzai in the Sugya Shivai. But Sam Moshe, Moshe not say it to me in the Makbid. Doesn't say it to me. Does not say that. He says water gets in. That's against the Shach.
Isn't this Shach Dafka if after she comes out, she takes it off and it's dried?
No, even Meister, it sounds like water, like he said, you sit there a long time, water gets in. Like you feel your body gets affected by it. But could be it's not all connected, it's not all one time. Water seeps through it, but could be it's been disconnected every time, not all connected all one time. It could be it's not all, even my McDemon was saying, Pasha was saying it's all been connected. Could be there's nothing that got connected. It's some Kasha. It's a shadow, the Meister come out, you're all wet. Your body's not dry. It's not a challenge, it's a local.
The clothing in the shop is different than
it didn't go through? I assume our clothing is even worse. Ours is elastic and tight. Their clothing is what?
I don't know what they were like.
You were saying their clothing is leather? They went swimming in leather? It was cotton.
Canvas.
Well, it didn't get in.
The words of shachet tighten, they're not discussing material. Let's say about any specific material. It's not like even cotton is discussing. It says all it does not make up any materials, and I assume cotton will get in more than our clothing. Now, there's a shiloh over here, Sain Sif Mem and Sain Sif Vav, back to Sif Dalad. Well, within Sif Dalad, we have the Boisei Shorashi that says, if you mock, but you go inside the mikvah with these golden strands, the dirt on top of it, it's a chatzitzo. In fact, the Pesach Teshuvah from our two Sifim over here, Sain Mem and Mem Vav, where we have a case of a beged, that the Chorah person's mock, but they don't want to go inside, we're saying it also like Tfilo. Mechab is saying it's a Seder. Sain, you want to take your hair down, put on the ribbon that's loose. The side take a beggar over a bathing suit to go inside, says the Mechaba, it's also like feeling, unless it's tight, says the Shach. Ayin Sif Dalad is a case of Rofoy and the Maisa Zabaya. So the Peskachu there answers, it must be the case where a beggar that's worn out, you don't care about the not Machpe B'Shas Tfilo. I mean, this situation, the beggar is where we do not care if it gets wet. If you care it gets wet, Echnam Yel Vabaya, Mitzalach Sif Dalad, which would be a case of Chatzitzo. Must be our case, Mem Mevov is a case we do not care if it gets wet. Like a bathing suit, you don't care. Things like that, you don't care about it. Now, they do say that we're saying the halacha earlier is when a person is Arab, you have a bayam talasugya pachat. You run out, therefore, only the evidence also like tefillah chatila not to go there. Let's say a person wears a bathing suit. Is it also a case of pachat? So, Dain Weiss is a true and says, also, you're embarrassed in front of people. Just much less. A person's Arab, they'll run in and out as quickly as possible. A bathing suit, also, just a little bit less. It's less of an abusha or an embarrassment. But why do you do the same thing? Therefore, to go in the mikvah with a bathing suit on the isha, it should not do l'chilo. It's not a sugar of abusha, al sneas. We said the halacha earlier in Siflam and Gimel, we should not go in the area where there's people, besides Siflam and Dalad, where people are around. Building upon that, we start clearing a question. Let's say a person right now, they have corona, and the Rav tells them to go to the ocean, go to the Kinneret. They have a choice over here. To either go Urim, or to go with a robe on. Both of them, a robe, and the case of Urim, mice, they're embarrassed to see us over here. But the mice, in the case of where you put your beged on, it's only the Bidiyev and the Lachatchilo. So it's a question like this. Is it better to go Urim, or is it better to go with a robe on, which would be less of a busha, less by on see us. What is better to go to? The Baal HaShulchan said to the mice, it's better to go with a robe on. And the mice is a problem, because the mice, obviously, everyone understands. When a person goes Orem, their poshet, it's any person will feel very bad about it, and they'll run in and out. The chshash that tefillah is makiv. Right? What's the chshash? They run in and out, will not do a good tefillah. You put on a robe, the tefillah is chal, you'll be much, 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 much less embarrassed. And therefore, it's much, 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 much more mustavi did a correct tefillah. And therefore, it's better to go with the robe than go with the case of being Orumah. Now, to go inside these places, let's say by the ocean or by the beach, lots of time you have pebbles there, you have rocks there. The question is, can you wear slippers? Can you wear socks? You have sand over there. I mean, sometimes you go by the men's mikvah, they have these cracks over there. Can you wear the cracks and go, and you see people go into the mikvah with the cracks and come out with the cracks? Is there a baya wearing these things over here? Now, we're saying over there, the problem inside the pebbles, inside the rocks. The key is to negate the sand. Mashkiach yes last time, the negate to sand, is that nichol negate of chatzitzo? So I said over a vozen, Shir Sheva Levi says, sand the mice is not a chatzitzo. In the Sheva Levi Chilik Yud Aleph, which I saw yesterday, they asked him, in your sefer you said on sand there's no baya of chatzitzo. Why is no baya? It sticks to you. So it says you did not read it correctly, which I also guess did not read it correctly. If you read it slowly, how I write the flow, what it says over there, I'm discussing sand that's already in the water, that's mixed with the water, and that sand with the water is not mixed together, it does not stick to you. But to walk on the seashore, of course, there the sand sticks to you. Of course you have a bayav chatzitzo. So I feel bad and good that whoever wrote the Shiloh also misread Rav Osner. Rav Osner had to write back the Newton latest volume, Chilik Yud Aleph, that of course, sand is a chatzitzo on the seashore. So what do you do? So again, so if you walk to the water, either clean the bottom of your feet, or can you go with sandals, go with slippers, go with socks over here. So you come along, what?
Still get picked up and stuck as well.
Oh, could you? No, but could you go inside? You might see you're in them. So come along the Vavosner and Betzim the Dr. Chuvan, the example of the Shara Torah. It's that our sugya can be a case of Rafoi. However, there's another sugya, Siflam Aleph, the Ravid Shita is, it cannot be Toivel on top of Kalim. This is in the Chalget of a Kli. According to Ravid, Loy also like Tfilo. And therefore, come on, the Rav Osner in the time is, when you wear these traction shoes, it's not the sugya of Keli over here. Well, the Taz are arguing the Mechaber. Not the Shach. We don't pass it like the Taz. We go like the Mechaber, the Ravid. We pass it like the Mechaber, the Ravid. I'm asking. The Issa's question to Liashiv. And Liashiv says the case of these sacks or these slips over here is not Nichol Nigzera. Don't they explain why? The Meister Bada himself, when he discusses this question, he comes along and wants a Mechalik and says there's differences when the Kli already is there. You travel inside the Kli, that's the Ravid situation. But let's say you are already inside the Kli and you're taking the Kli with you, that was not Nichol Nigzera. And then with Bar Shulchan said, with Shasat Chaki has rise to it, it can be Mekel, which come out much better if a person they get to Kalim, they want to take a pot with silverware inside and put it inside the mikvah, it's Kli within a Kli, which again, loved after the case of Mechab Amon, Rich Alf Rich Beis. Well, Meisel, the Bar Shulchan Tanya, even by a person when the Kli inside the Kli, that was not Nichol Nigzera, which again is not like a Vosner. Meisel is not Nichol and Nigzera, and therefore no problem with Shasat Chaksa, the Liashim can't be Samech upon it. So it seems to be Machlek is a Lochel and Meisel. If you Kli inside the Kli, is Nichol and Nigzera or the Ravid. Now, just specifically, to get to the cracks over here, the plastic, we had the Lochel and Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei in the, I'm sorry, in Kuf Tzadik Sif Yud, Negeta plastic's not Mekabel Tomo. But let's say the plastic is the main to a Kli, an object. Is that Mekabel Tumah or not? With Negatus to go, over there, what are Machlokes among the Svarim? You have to Sugya Tumah Tairo. Even though plastic is not Mekabel Tumah, but maybe since he's a beggar now, has a get a Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, these men who travel with the cracks on, if you understand Mekabel Tumah, also like Philo, tell them, Maisa, you went to Mekabel, you did everything you're supposed to go do, and you went in with these cracks, come out, Kulah, please give them also like Philo. Now, you could tell me maybe it's not Nichol Gedim Kabbal Tomo. Tell me maybe Shazan Chak Simikal Viyashu Badai Shulchan. Ken Zayin, not sure. But Maisel, Lavozan, Darkachuvo, Shayatur, the Maisel, then Machmur, and Lapoikim say Nichol Gedim Kabbal Tomo. And the Maisel going in with cracks is not the correct thing. Fine. Bez Hashem, on Sunday, I'd like to finish off the Simon Sifmim, Zayin Sifmim Ches. Maybe just to end off today's Thursday with a powerful contrast that I heard someone say over. Abliashim's yard site is this Monday. It's Chofches Tammuz. 8 years ago he passed away. When Abliashim, when he passed away, he had over 1,400 descendants. If you want, you check on Wikipedia, as I state, it's beforeish that way. In the Hebrew one and in the English one. I check, it's beforeish that way. 1,400. 2 weeks before Abliashim passed away, Yitzchak Shamir, Rosh Mamshala, he passed away. He was 97 years old. He lamaisa said he had 9 descendants. Nine. A few months before the Asher passed away, Benzion Netanyahu, that's the father of Bibi, he passed away. He was the same age, 102 years old, and he had 16 descendants. He had so many because one of his grandkids came from. That's why he had so many in 16. You have to realize, we have a Yashua with 1,400 descendants, and the people come at the same age, the same time passed away, were 16 and 9. The amount of kids that are named Yosef Shalom are thousands and thousands and thousands. I have a nephew, Yosef Shalom. He's Baruch 7 years old. When he comes to Yerushalayim, I like to take him to the zoo, the biblical zoo. I like to bring him specifically to the elephants. Why to the elephants? We go over there, there's an elephant called Teddy. Teddy is named after the mayor of Yerushalayim back for 30 years. They named an elephant after him. I want to bring over my nephew, Yosef Shalom, with a thousand kids named after Liashiv, and say there's the mayor of Yerushalayim, there are elephants named after him, because he loved elephants. There's a different world out there. There's a whole massive contrast. How to compare what people appreciate, what to recognize the chashivas of the world. But that's the ending point. I'd like to start from the beginning. The story that Pesach Krohn brings down in his book about a mice that happened in the book was printed in 1995, so he writes it happens 80 years ago. That was 1915. The in Shvil, Lithuania, before, shouldn't say it? In Shvil, Lithuania, there's a maisa that in those days there are no washing machines, no dryers. And I remember my Bobby tells me how they used to wash the clothing in those days. You had a washing board, take clothing, wash it up and down, spend all day washing the clothing. And after all day washing the clothing, going through everything, you're hanging up to dry. There was this lady who came home one day and saw their neighbor hung up all this clothing to dry and was blocking her way to get to her own house. Didn't want to go around. In her anger, she pulled down the clothing, threw it on the floor where it was muddy, and went to her house. The one who washed the clothing, her name was Chaya Musia. She saw it happen. She did not say a word. She waited till the lady left. She picked up the clothing. She washed it all over again. She hung it up again. Zehu. In that town, this Isha who threw down the clothing a couple days later, her child got very, very sick. Life-threatening, seriously ill. And there's no reason why it happened. Got very sick. So the Isha went over to the Rebbe of the town. Recently, this Chaya Stern, the Shalva Rebbe. This Rebbe, please help my son. I don't know, I got very sick. What to go do over here? So he said, well, Chazal saying, Gemara Bracha says, Naf Hei. If something happens, go check out. Bedakti B'maisa, what exactly go do? She said, I can't think what I did. I didn't know anything. So after talking to her, she said, maybe, yeah, I remember a couple of days ago, in my anger, I pulled on the clothing, threw into the mud, and obviously it's a whole day's work. So the Rebbe says, if you want to get your child to get better, go iskem rechilo. So she went, this Isha, she went to the person's house, knocked on the door, and the husband answered the door, Rebbe Avram. Avram said, yeah, what happened? So I said, I'll tell you what I did. I feel very bad. I'm sorry. Rebbe Avram said, I don't know what you're talking about. It would have happened to my wife. My wife would have told it to me. She didn't tell me anything. You got the wrong house. She was very confused. My son, I thought it was this lady. My husband said it never happened. So she went back to the Rebbe, the Shalva Rebbe, and said, Rebbe, I don't know, I still got the right issue, right? The husband said that it happened. So Rebbe said, my son, I know the family. She's a special lady. Not only did she keep quiet when you did it, she told you to it. She didn't even tell it to the husband, which we tell the Hilchos of Pashas Loshnoro, to calm person down, you have a right to tell your spouse, Chavetz Chaim says in Klal Tes. She did not say a word. I know my son had any children for a long time, that had a bunch of miscarriages. And since she kept quiet and was not tell you anything, not tell her husband, she be zeicha to have someone who lights up the world. And Pesachon ends off, that's the grace of Shalom Eliashiv. That's who they had. That was a child. That was the beginning. We have a beginning and we have an end. We have a different world we live in, Pashut, different universe in the Goyim. They have their elephants, and they have to open up the world, the economy, because, you know, I mean, money over here, I have people passed away. They really cared about people. We won't have 9 and 16 descendants. 1,400. People employing. It's a whole. It's not like, you know. It's more like men and women watching Venus. There are two different universes over here. Yidin and Goyim is like we have no shaykhs one to another. The expression you see in the matzav of the sakana that we're in, the way how we, I partial thing, you know, people saying the chilenim are against the chredim. I think for carrot, they don't realize how great they are. If you really didn't care about the chredim, then would you actually tell them? Go around, get each other all sick, and pass away and die. Who really cares? Fakert. They don't realize that the mamash, like the Gemara and the Avizor, the Kimmel obeys, that the mamash doing everything for the Haredim with against their own knowledge to make sure we don't get sick and affect each other. And therefore, the anti-Haredi to help us out. You have to realize how Kosh Baruch Hu sets up the world. They're closing down Beitar, and right now, even this morning again, closing down the Sirotsky and the whole area over there for our own good because they hate us. But the mice is a different world over here. Mice is whether the Chilayim, Quasi-Yidin, but the Goyim over here, we appreciate, we acknowledge, we might lead in different ways. We seem to have a different Havana and idea and a concept of what the world and our goals and our concepts are. We have Chesed, we keep quiet. So we're partial Chesed, we don't have to. We have Midas Tavis. We still learn Torah. We have relationships and we care and we bring people to the world and we're not selfish. The reason why Goyim have 9 children, descendants, can be 100 years old, 9 descendants, why? Because you're selfish. We realize that the Tachlis is an ending point. This is only prison to Elam Shel Emes over here. And our goal is to bring Kvod Shemayim. And we have to do that through leading over here. We have to realize who we are, what we are. And Tach can take with that throughout Fila, throughout Stoka, throughout Voida, throughout Torah. And Tach can be zeich to only have Simchas HaKlal Yisrael.